also got to say thank you for the support on our listener, Shelly, who wants a mommy makeover despite her husband insisting, oh, you just got to go work out. Just get to the gym more often.
Yeah, so a lot of you have called in to support her and say, hey, it's the best thing that I ever did. And in fact, I told Shelly that I would kind of hold her hand and help her research and stuff like that. So me and Shelly, we got it like
Wow. You guys are going to go in together.
All right, I know we got another call.
We got lots of calls. I can't believe how many have gone for the mommy makeover. Mercy, what was your experience?
I had it done about 6 years ago. I have 3 kids, and it's the best thing that I've ever done.
Wow!
Yay! Wait. Can they do step daddy makeovers?
The results after is the best thing ever.
Okay. So, and it is. Tell us what it is, because I saw in there like breast augmentation.
Well, what did you do?
So I got a lift and a small implant, and then a tummy tuck. And usually the tummy tuck comes with a little bit of lipo.
Okay. And Mercy, can you tell the men out there about having babies, since I don't know what it does to your body?
Good God. After two regular kids, a regular delivery, and then a C-section, I mean, I really don't care what the men think at this
point. Exactly.
Did you get the pushback from your husband?
I was divorced already by that time.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I did it after, and my husband saw it. My ex-husband saw it, and he was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. But thank you, Mercy. We appreciate it. See, the revenge body.
Yeah, well, that's what Khloe Kardashian wrote about, right? The revenge body.
Is she going to be doing that again?
We all want the revenge body. And Sal told us that we might have a call from a plastic surgeon if we have questions. Dr. Bay, who you guys were mentioning yesterday, his office was listening. So they've reached out. So maybe we'll talk to them.
If we get a hold of them, okay. Hopefully not too busy.
We'll get a hold of them. But, his office apparently has been listening.
That's so cool.
It is really cool. We've been following him on Instagram now, like, several weeks. I'm, like,
addicted. Yeah, I started yesterday, and, man, does he have some stuff up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love botched on E. So, like, the plastic surgery thing is really interesting to me. Now, everything he's putting up there is just really cool. Like, you really kind of go behind the scenes and see what happens, you know, in the
just be ready for it if you're going to follow him. The Real Dr. Bay, is that it?
Real Dr. Bay on Instagram.
Real Dr. Bay on Instagram. Just be ready. If you like to see that kind of stuff, maybe one day you'll see me up there.
Oh, hey,
me and Shelly. Two for one. All right, we'll try to get a hold of him next, and maybe I can ask him about this 2-for-1 special I'm looking to get.
The stepdaddy makeover. All right, hang on. So Sal does say he does have Dr. Bay's office on the phone for us. I believe it's Jan. Did you listen to the show?
I did. Are you ready for your stepdad makeover?
Yes. I am ready. Can I get in now?
Yes, you can definitely get in now.
Actually, we were calling because we heard you guys heard us, but we wanted to see if Dr. Kaplan was available. We had some questions for him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hold on 1 second, and I'll see if he's available, and I'll transfer you right over.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Nope, the whole music.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, it's Fernando and Greg. I don't know. Did they tell you we were talking about you yesterday?
They did. We were actually in the operating room. When we were in the operating room, we listened to y'all, and we were doing a mommy makeover while y'all were talking about a mommy makeover.
Wow. We wanted to follow up with you because we were talking. This kind of took off, this mommy makeover topic yesterday, and we had some questions for you.
Well, I am happy to answer them.
One woman called in, Shelly, who kind of got this started. She asked about the mommy makeover. That's a pretty extensive procedure, but what exactly is a mommy makeover?
Yeah, so mommy makeover is just to get people back to their pre-pregnancy state. You know, that can, and includes something with the breast and something with the tummy. You know, after pregnancy, after breastfeeding, the breasts may be droopy, and so we can lift them back and we can put in implants, but not everybody always needs implants, but usually it includes a lift. And then as far as the tummy goes, we do a tummy tuck and remove excess skin or stretch marks. And then one of the other things about the tummy tuck is you also tighten up the abdominal wall and like kind of bring the six-pack muscles back together.
Hey, back together. We never had any.
Yeah,
some of us never had any of those.
Yeah.
Can you draw those in?
I'd be happy with a two-pack.
Absolutely. We can etch them in. It's called lipo-etching. You actually just you didn't even realize it, but you're describing an actual procedure, lipo-etching.
What?
You can actually put a six-pack in, to me.
Absolutely. You can actually kind of contour around your existing six-pack muscles. Like, even though you maybe can't see them, we can suck out enough fat to where you can contour and make it look more like you have, that you're showing your six-pack, that you actually, you know, worked out enough to have them.
I know a lot of people were asking, what is recovery like? And, how, you know, are you going to be down for a long time? Is it painful? I mean, people are really curious about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, with the mommy makeover, and like the one we did yesterday, it was a breast lift, tummy tuck. The patient goes home the same day. They don't need to stay in the hospital overnight. We have our own accredited operating room in our office. So they do the procedure in our office. They go home that afternoon. They go home with pain medication and nausea medication, and I call them that night to check on them, and like 99.9% of the time, the patient themselves answers the phone. We get them to take a shower that night, which I know that's like surprising for a lot of people that you get the incisions wet that soon, but we have patients shower that night, and we get them up and moving around as soon as possible. And we kind of usually recommend people take a request 2 weeks off of work. But sometimes people go back before that. So it's not like one of these six-week or three-month recovery processes.
All right, Dr. Bay, hang on line, because I know we have a lot of questions from the Fernando and Greg faithful. Stand by. I'll put you back on hold here real quick. Because, what a wealth of information. A lot of you guys wanted to know exactly what all of this sort of entails and what goes along with it. So we'll talk a little bit more with Dr. Bay here in just a couple of seconds.
All right, we have been talking to... Give me the Instagram again.
Real Dr. Bay.
Real Dr. Bay. His name is Dr. Kaplan.
Right.
But he goes by Dr. Bay because he's Bay Area.
Bay Area, but he's Bay.
B-A-E, mm-hmm. Like Beyonce Bay.
There you go.
And he's been answering our questions. If you have questions, 888-456-9970. We've been talking a lot about mommy makeovers and what's going on.
Really cool how it all worked out, too. His office was listening, so they reached out. So now Dr. Bay is on the line. We kind of left off with more of your questions. So a lot of people want to know, you know, like, how much does it cost to have, like, a mommy makeover? Or really any procedure? Is there a way, like, kind of know going in?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's what our website's for. We provide a lot of education. So all those videos that you see us, you know, on Snapchat and Instagram stories, you know, our Instagram handle's Real Dr. Bay, same thing with Snapchat. But aside from watching all that stuff is that we then transfer most of those procedures to our YouTube channel. And so people can watch it on YouTube or through our website. They can watch our YouTube videos. And then, and of course, the question that always comes up eventually is people want to know how much things cost. So we actually have a price estimator on our website. Y'all are asking all the best questions. I appreciate that.
Where's the price estimator? Because that is in the top three of things that people worry about.
Exactly. So if you go to our website, PacificHeightsPlasticSurgery.com, the short version is realdrbay.com. But remember, it's R-E-A-L-D-R-B-A-E, not B-A-Y. But if you go to our website, you'll see a very obvious get a quote now button at the top of the screen. And you click on that, and it'll take you to all of our procedures, which include non-surgical things like, you know, Botox or Xeomin and fillers. The consumer who's visiting our site can just look at all those procedures, add them to their wish list. We actually call it a wish list. And then they can check the pricing right there, and they get an email estimate. From that.
Y'all are just like Amazon. You have a wish list. You can get the prize right there.
And like, check out. Add to cart.
Actually, something really funny you mentioned Amazon is that people can actually purchase, like, you know, if they wanted to purchase, like, products or Botox through the price estimator on our website, if they add it to their cart but then don't buy it, they'll actually get an abandoned cart email 15 minutes later, just like Amazon. So we're more like
That's
Amazon
funny.
Than you realize.
Like, yeah, don't leave us in your cart.
All right. Well, we might have listeners that have more questions and stuff, so if you're open to it, maybe we'll have you come in one day and just answer questions from our listeners.
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh, that would be so cool. Thank you so much for even considering that. That's
and you
really
could
cool.
Draw on me with the purple pen marker.
Bring some Botox for
Absolutely.
Greg.
All right, Dr. Bay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling. So cool to talk to y'all guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That's cool. Now we have a...
Yeah, bring that Botox.
Right.
For the free.
You're right, Shan. I like that you throw that stuff in there to get the free stuff.
Gotta get the free stuff. You got 10K right now.
Don't come over here with that Botox stuff. You come to this office with Botox in hand.